Hey, Power Life. How are you guys tonight? Good, good. Well, my name is Kara Storzinger, and I am the Director of Family Ministry here at Hosanna. Now, what that means is I have the privilege of getting to hang out with people of all ages here at Hosanna, from little tiny babies all the way up to your age, even as old as your parents. So let me tell you, I have a great job. Now, this is my first time speaking in Power Life. I'm not going to lie to you. I am a little freaked out right now. This is a little scary thing to stand up in front of all of you, but what an amazing scene it is for me to look out and see all of your faces in this gigantic room here tonight for the same reason, to learn a little bit more about God and grow more in our relationship with Him. That is so awesome. Now, we have a saying around here. We say this all the time. We don't just say it. We really believe it. We believe the Lord led you here, and we believe that it is no accident that you are all sitting in the exact seat that you are tonight. Before the beginning of time, God knew that you were going to be sitting right where you are. He has something to share with you tonight, and I am so excited and privileged that I get to experience that with you. Now, we are in our second week of the Encounter series, and if you were here last week, you got to hear Eric share about an encounter that a man who was blind from birth had with Jesus. This encounter changed his life because Jesus healed this man, and his sight was restored. His sight was restored. But what we heard from Eric also is that even though many of us are not physically blind, we can be spiritually blind, right? We can be spiritually blind, but when we have an encounter with Jesus, it can change everything, and He can give us spiritual sight so that we can see the world and other people through the very eyes of Jesus. We heard about that encounter last week. Tonight, we're going to hear about another encounter that a man had with Jesus that changed the way he looked at the people around him and also the way he interacted with them. As Eric said, we're going to hear tonight about serving, what it means to serve other people, what it looks like to serve other people. Now, I want to tell you that the idea of serving other people is actually probably more natural for all of you in your generation than it was for me. And the reason for this simply is you have more opportunity to serve people and be a part of organizations that do this and make the world a better place. For instance, I want to see, raise your hand if you have ever packed a meal with Feed My Starving Children. Holy cow, look at that. How amazing is that? So many of you have experienced the opportunity to serve other people, people who don't have food. You've packed meals and served them in this way. You've had that opportunity. It feels so good to serve others this way every now and then, right? Well, you know what? Tonight, this encounter that we're going to learn about, Jesus is going to take the idea of serving one step further. Because he doesn't want us just to experience this every now and then, this idea of serving other people. He wants it to be a part of our everyday life so that it's as natural as breathing. And so we are going to see a beautiful example from Jesus tonight of what it means to serve other people. Now, we're going to find this encounter in the book of John. So if you brought your Bibles, you can open up your Bibles right now, and you can find this encounter in the book of John, and it's found on page 1166 in your Bibles. And so we're going to hear about this entire encounter. We're not going to put the whole thing up on the screens. In a few minutes, we'll put a portion of the scripture that you can follow along with. But before we do that, I want to give you a little context, a little backstory into what is happening in this encounter. This encounter happened to Jesus and some of his friends, and it was a really important time in Jesus' life because in just 2 days, Jesus is going to die on the cross. And so he's having one last meal with his very closest friends, his disciples. And he's sitting and eating this meal, and all of a sudden, Jesus does something really, really weird. It was super weird back then. It would be really weird now to experience what Jesus did. Jesus took off his outer robe. He filled up a bowl of water, And he went around to his disciples one by one. He knelt on the ground and he started to wash each one of their feet. Now I can guarantee you that Jesus' disciples, when Jesus started to do this, I'm sure their mouths hit the floor. They were probably so surprised. And here's why. Now, we're not talking about everyday, ordinary feet, you guys. These feet that Jesus was washing were nasty, dirty, filthy, disgusting feet. Now, I know if I asked each one of you to turn to your friend and start washing their feet, you'd be super grossed out. I would be way grossed out because I don't really like touching feet. But these feet were even grosser than the person's feet next to you, and here's why. Keep in mind that these people back in Jesus' time did not have cars. So anytime they wanted to get from place to place, they had to walk on dirty, dusty, sandy roads. And not in super cool Nike tennis shoes, nope. Open-toed sandals. And so their feet were disgusting all the time, and they did not have an opportunity to take a bath or a shower every day, nope. Sometimes they would go days. So for Jesus to do this act of service for his friends, to kneel down and actually wash their disgusting, nasty feet, Jesus' disciples could not believe it. Here's another reason why they were surprised. Jesus was their teacher. They called him rabbi, which means teacher. He was like their superior, and they were his students. There's no way you would have ever seen this back in this day for somebody who had authority to get down on his knees and do this disgusting job. Well, when Jesus was done washing his disciples' feet, he sat back down and he looked at his disciples' faces and he knew they were shocked. He knew he was going to have to explain this a little bit further. So now we're going to put some words up on the screen, and we're going to see what Jesus said to them. And so you can go ahead and follow along. It says, after washing their feet, Jesus, he put on his robe again and sat down and asked, do you understand what I was doing? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, because that is what I am. And since I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you ought to wash each other's feet. Now I'm going to pause right here and share a story with you about a time that I got to experience this in my life. I got to experience actually what it felt like to wash somebody else's feet. But it wasn't an easy experience for me at first. See, about 6 years ago, I got the opportunity to travel on my first mission trip, but I really didn't want to go. But I felt God was calling me for whatever reason to go on this trip. And I traveled to the small island of Haiti, which is, it's about 90 miles from Disney World. It's not very far away from America. But you guys, this is probably the furthest thing from America you will ever see. It is the poorest, most disgusting place that you might find on this earth. And I was pretty nervous to go. But on the first day when I got there, I found out that we were going to be going into a slum called City Soleil, which is one of the poorest slums in the world. And we were going to be delivering water. And I found out that in this slum, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids. When I heard that, oh, I was so excited. I said, you know what, maybe this isn't going to be so out of my comfort zone than I thought. And they're actually going to put some pictures on the screen of my experience here. This little girl was probably the dirtiest girl I've ever seen in my life, but she was so happy. And what I found myself doing is loving on these kids. It was so easy for me to love on these kids because kids were comfortable for me. I was comfortable spending time with kids. I was comfortable serving those kids, even though it was really hard for me to see the situation that they lived in. However, the next day, I found out what we were going to be doing next. I found out we weren't going to be serving children. We were actually going to be serving adults. And not just adults, but elderly people, like really old people. And then I started to get really, really nervous. I thought, whoa, this is way out of my comfort zone. I don't know what this is going to be like. I've had lots of experience with kids, but hardly any experience with very old people. And it started to make me really nervous. I started to think, what is this going to be like? What are we going to do? What am I going to say? And I want to tell you guys, this was the most amazing experience of my life. I will never forget it. The first person that I met, the first elderly person that I met, was her name was Marie. And this is a picture of Marie. And at the time of this picture, Marie was 104 years old. She was an amazing woman, and we got to bring her food and medicine and clothing. We got to wash her hair. We painted her nails. She always wanted her nails to match her outfit. And then finally, we got to pray and sing with her. She never stopped singing. She was the most amazing woman. And then, you know, she lives in a little tiny hut, you guys. She has nothing. But to see her faith in Jesus was absolutely incredible. And finally, the last thing that we got to do is we got to wash her feet. And remember, they live in a country that is a lot like Israel, very dusty, very dirty. And we got to wash all of that dust and dirt off of her feet. And she laughed and giggled and sang through the whole experience. She was so blessed by what we did for her that day. But who was more blessed, do you think? I was way more blessed than Marie ever could have been. And I was so blessed that I have now traveled back to Haiti over 19 times. I have taken almost 20 trips to Haiti because of what God has done in my life. How he's opened my eyes to not only serving children, but serving adults. And not only serving adults, but elderly people, people I was not comfortable with. But here's the problem. I have gone to Haiti almost 20 times. Every time I come back from Haiti, I realize that I am not serving people here in Minnesota the way that God wants me to serve. When I go to Haiti, I get on that plane and I go to Haiti, my mind right away goes to, I'm going to serve others around me. And when I get back to Minnesota, I forget that. God puts people in my path every single day and I don't see them. And I realize that sometimes I don't even know what that looks like to serve people here. I have a feeling that might be true for you too. Maybe you're wondering, like, what does it look like to serve people around me? Well, there were two guys that I found a little short video clip on. These two guys in this video, they asked the very same question. What would it look like to serve others around us? And they came up with some pretty good ideas. So go ahead and check out the screens.
Hey guys, so I know we normally upload prank videos, but today we want to do something a little bit different and go out and help people with small acts of kindness.
Yeah, that even you can do at home as well, so enjoy the video.
What did that guy behind me get? Okay, I'll pay for his meal too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Too.
saw you yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where
at? I gave you guys some chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That really hit the spot.
Was it good?
That was a blessing to us, you know?
Yeah.
It was.
Well, I'm glad I helped out. God bless, man.
Yeah,
see ya.
Guys enjoyed the video. I just want to encourage you guys and challenge you guys to go out of your way and do something kind for someone, because even the littlest things in life can make the biggest difference.
I guess I'll see you guys next time.
See you later.
All right, that's awesome. So yeah, super cool. Now, what did you notice about those little everyday little tiny things that they did? They totally made people's day, right? The people were super happy, but what else did you notice about the reaction of the people that were getting served? Did you notice a different reaction? They were happy. What I noticed is that they were super surprised. Like, did you see that lady who got the flowers on her car? She's looking around, just like, who in the world would do this? Why are these people so surprised when they get served like this? Why are they so surprised? Because it is not common. It is not common in America, especially, for somebody to go out of their way and do something for somebody else and not expect anything in return. It's just not that common. So to see people doing something like that is out of the norm. In fact, we have an example. Eric mentioned it already. We have an example of a very powerful way of serving right here in this room tonight. We are taking time to appreciate all the small group leaders, all the volunteers, the worship leaders, the Peace Force people, all of the volunteers that it takes to come and do Power Life with you. They're sacrificing their time. They're investing in you to make an impact in your life. So let's give them all a round of applause, right? Thank you so much for what you do each and every week. You are making a huge difference in these kids' lives. Now, there's one more piece of this story that I didn't tell you about. I skipped over it on purpose. While Jesus was washing his disciples' feet, he came to his friend Peter, who is his really good friend. And Peter had the reputation of kind of saying things before he thought sometimes. Peter said whatever was on his mind. When Jesus came to Peter and it was time for him to wash Peter's feet, Peter sat in the chair. And he said, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? Jesus said, Peter, you don't understand what I'm doing right now, but you will someday. Peter said, no way. Lord, you will never wash my feet. And Jesus said to Peter, Peter, if I don't wash you, you will never have a part of me. When Peter heard that, he said, Jesus, Lord, wash me from head to toe. I want to have a part with you. Why did Jesus say that to Peter? Here's why. He's saying to Peter and to all of us that sometimes you're going to be the person who puts that serving towel over your arm, and you're going to be serving someone else. Hopefully this encounter tonight with Jesus encourages you to do that. But there's going to be some times when you are going to need to sit in that chair like Peter, and you're going to need to receive help from someone else. Peter was super uncomfortable about receiving that help, that washing from Jesus at first. But Jesus said, no, humble yourself, swallow your pride, and allow people to serve you, to help you. And sometimes that's harder than serving other people. Jesus said it's important to experience both of those positions. We're going to put one more piece of scripture up on the screens. And it's the last part of what Jesus had to say to his disciples. He said, I have given you an example to follow. Do as I have done to you. I tell you the truth, and this is what we're going to end with. Slaves are not greater than their master, nor is the messenger more important than the one who sends the message. Now that you know these things, God will bless you for doing them. Jesus is saying something huge here. The slave is not important, more important than the master. The messenger is not more important than the one who hired the person to deliver the message. What would that look like today? Would it look something like this? The popular kids are not more important than the unpopular? That the athlete is equal to the math whiz? That the rich are the same as the poor? That's what Jesus is saying. He sees each and every one of us exactly the same. And he died for each and every one of you in exactly the same way. And he wants us to start looking through that spiritual lens like we heard last week. To have spiritual sight and to understand that each and every one of us is equal to each other. There's not one of us in this room that is too good to put that serving towel over their arm and serve someone else. And there's not one of you in this room that is too good or got it too together to sit in that seat and allow somebody to serve you. I am praying that God does that in my life. Every time I go to Haiti, I pray that he does the same work in me here in Minnesota. Opens my eyes to the opportunities when I need to serve. But I also pray in my life that he humbles me, helps me to surrender and wave that white flag and receive help when I need it. I pray that for me, but I'm praying that for all of you in this room tonight. What a difference you can make in your neighborhoods, your communities, your schools, your family, your home, if you choose to serve and be served as a result of this encounter with Jesus tonight. Will you guys pray with me? Dear God, thank you so much for this encounter that we've had with Jesus tonight. Jesus, thank you for showing us what it means to serve others. What a beautiful example you've given to us tonight. God, I ask that you open all of our eyes, give us spiritual sight to be able to see the opportunities around us, to do the little and big things that are going to make a difference in other people's lives. And God, I pray just as much that you humble us to be able to receive that service from others when we need it. Thank you for being the ultimate servant, Jesus. And for the example you've given us this encounter tonight. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all of you said, amen. Thanks, everybody. Have a great